You might call this picture a companion to last week's because both were taken in kind of similar circumstances. Both are taken looking down this pathway in front of the library here on campus, and the sun is in the background of both. But there's a lot of differences with this one. First of all, I, again, had no intention of taking this picture. It was totally by accident. I was biking to work, tried a couple different picture spots. It wasn't really happening, and you can read about those in the blog. But then before heading to my office, which is about one block from this scene, I turned around and saw the sunrise and was totally blown away. I did not expect to see the clouds looking like they were on fire above the new Spear School of Business building, which you can see way in the background. That is the building that you're looking at here in the distance. And I had my Fuji with me, so I quick did a couple of things that I thought would result in an interesting photo. First of all, I shot it in RAW because I knew that I just knew I would want to edit the colors later. I've been doing a lot in JPEG only on the camera, but I wanted to shoot this one in RAW so that I could get it to be exactly how I want it to be. I put my camera I kind of held it out, kind of crouched in the ground, and then I realized that's not going to work. I had to put it directly on the bricks so as to get kind of a sense of closeness or intimacy. The ones that I took from higher up just didn't feel as... they didn't seem as good. They didn't have the right feel to it, I guess. I also tried biking closer to the building, but then the sunrise was... the building was obscuring the sunrise. And it would have been nice to get a better shot of the building with a longer lens, like an 85 or even my 7200, because you would have still seen the sunrise behind it. If I walked closer, like 100 or 200 yards closer, you wouldn't have seen much of the sunrise at all. And by the time the sun would have popped over the building, it would have been too light. The nice glowing effects of the sunrise would have been gone. So I had to stay in this spot. I shot it down low. I purposely moved it just from side to side so that center gap in the bricks would be right in the middle of the frame. And I didn't really need to crop it much. I mean, I didn't crop it at all. I just sort of tilted it a little bit, rotated it in Lightroom. But I did have to edit the colors a little bit. I think I underexposed this by a stop so that I could preserve the highlights and then bring up the shadows, and shot at lower ISOs to make sure there's plenty of dynamic range there. And in contrast to last week's photo, I actually like this one quite a bit. I think it turned out really well. There's something's not quite right about the colors. I've always struggled with the balance between the sky and the earth in editing sunrise and sunset photos. I don't know what the right amount of editing is. So there's plenty of room. I could have brought the brightness up much farther on the bricks, but it would have looked unnatural. It wouldn't have looked like a morning. So I think you have to have the foreground kind of dark. Otherwise, it looks like an overprocessed, poorly done HDR picture. So the struggle for me is to find the right balance of post-processing. And I didn't have to do a lot, but it's something I'm still working on. In any case, I like the picture and hope you like it too.